WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Ever feel like you're constantly checking your phone, scrolling through endless feeds, just chasing that next little dopamine hit? You know that feeling when you finally put your phone down and breathe for 5 minutes? And it feels like a whole vacation? Yeah, me too. We live in this crazy world where social media is everywhere, and sometimes it can feel more like an obligation than a fun way to connect. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving deep into navigating social media with a healthy mindset. We're going to uncover some serious strategies for ditching the comparison game, finding your own voice, and using social media in a way that actually fuels your life instead of draining it. So buckle up, because this episode is packed with real talk, actionable tips, and maybe even a few laugh-out-loud moments along the way. First things first, let's talk about those comparison traps we all fall into. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone else's life is picture-perfect? Like they're winning at everything, their jobs, relationships, vacations, even their breakfast looks amazing. It's easy to get caught up in that illusion, but remember, social media is often a highlight reel. It's the carefully curated version of someone's life, not the whole story. You're comparing your behind-the-scenes mess to someone else's polished front door, and that's just not fair. The second thing we gotta tackle is the constant need for validation. How many times have you posted something online and waited with bated breath for those likes, comments, and shares? We're wired to seek approval, but relying on social media for validation can be a slippery slope. It becomes this external measure of worth, and that's not how we want to define ourselves. Remember, your value comes from within. Speaking of finding your voice, let's talk about authenticity. Social media is a powerful tool for sharing your story, connecting with like-minded people, and making a difference. But it can also be tempting to conform to certain trends or present a version of yourself that you think others want to see. Don't fall into that trap. Be genuine, share your passions, and let your true colors shine through. Now, let's talk about boundaries. It's crucial to set healthy limits on your social media use. Take regular breaks, schedule digital detox days, and be mindful of how much time you're spending scrolling. Remember, real life is happening outside that screen. And finally, let's not forget the power of intentionality. Think about why you're using social media in the first place. Are you looking to connect with friends and family? Learn something new? Share your creativity? Once you have a clear purpose, it becomes easier to navigate the platform with intention and avoid getting sucked into mindless scrolling. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah's scrolling through Instagram before bed, feeling overwhelmed by everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. She starts comparing herself, her job, even her vacation photos from last year. She feels a wave of anxiety wash over her and puts her phone down, but she can't shake the negative feelings. That night, she has trouble sleeping and wakes up feeling drained. Sound familiar? This is what happens when we let social media get the best of us. But here's where it gets interesting. Sarah decides to take control. She unfollows accounts that make her feel insecure, sets daily usage limits on her phone, and focuses on engaging with content that inspires and motivates her. Suddenly, she feels a shift. She's more present, less anxious, and actually enjoys using social media again. Remember, folks, you have the power to choose how social media affects your life. It doesn't have to be this constant source of comparison and anxiety. By implementing these strategies, you can cultivate a healthier mindset, ditch the negativity, and use social media as a tool for connection, creativity, and growth. So, are you ready to take charge? Start by identifying one thing you can do today to improve your relationship with social media. Maybe it's unfollowing those comparison-inducing accounts, setting some time limits, or focusing on sharing more authentically. Remember, small changes lead to big results, and that's a wrap for today's episode. If you found this helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave us a review and let us know your biggest takeaways in the comments below. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it real, stay mindful, and remember, you're awesome just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.